Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 4 of the BPM Podcast. My name is Bill Pivots. Last week, I reviewed Sugar Cult's second album, Palm Trees and Power Lines. This week, we fast forward a couple years to 2008. In 2008, we had The Dark Knight taking the world by storm, Iron Man kicking off the MCU, Lil Wayne released The Carter 3, but that's not why we're here. No, we are here because in 2008, Panic at the Disco released their second studio album, Pretty Odd. After less than favorable reviews from A Fever You Can't Sweat Out, Pretty Odd received better reviews, but critics were still confused by Panic at the Disco's sound and decision-making. Spin was the most enthusiastic about the album. Their review, and I quote, "Pretty Odd lives up to its title because it dares to be optimistically beautiful at a time when sadness and ugliness might have won them easier credibility." And going through the album, there's going to be a theme of a lot of uplifting and happy songs. I enjoyed A Fever You Can't Sweat Out. So when my friend recommended I listen to this album, I was all about it. They have a different sound than most of the bands that were out around that era and that are playing today. Panic at the Disco, especially on this album, have a much more orchestral sound with a lot of drums, numerous harmonies, and layers of different instruments. After listening to this album a few times, I tend to agree with the first part of that review. The songs and sound for the album were pretty odd, not to mention the song titles alone, but that's something to expect with Panic at the Disco. There are a few songs that I enjoyed, while others left me speechless, and not in a good way. Pretty Odd features 15 songs for a total of 48 minutes and 46 seconds. The only song I heard before listening to the album through was 9 in the Afternoon, thanks to Rock Band. Not my favorite song by Panic at the Disco, but it's actually one of the better songs on this album. But without further ado, let's get into the review. We're So Starving. This song is a 1 minute and 20 second apology slash reassurance to fans about their absence since putting out A Fever You Can't Sweat Out. Part of the lyrics are, "Oh, how it's been so long, we're so sorry we've been gone, we were busy writing songs for you." It's a nice introduction to the album and a little something for the fans to show that they weren't forgotten about when they were making this album. Song number 2, 9 in the Afternoon. Like I said earlier, not one of my favorite songs by the band. I do like the beat and the instrumentals, but when this is the first single off the new album and you compare it to the tempo and the sound of A Fever You Can't Sweat Out, it hits a little different. If you can separate the two and listen to this on its own, it's a fun song. The chorus is catchy with a happier tone to it. She's a Handsome Woman. The first thing you hear is the distortion of the guitar and not something you normally get from Panic at the Disco, which I think fits with the title of the album. Reading into the lyrics a little more, the song is about a man in an affair with a married or taken woman, and he's feeling jealous that he has to hide their relationship. Some of the lyrics are, "Accidents let the evening in the back door, filled the room, ceiling to the floor, beat backbones, grazed the poem, and made it strange, I wasn't born to be a skeleton." That last line is a twist on the phrase, like, skeletons in the closet, and the narrator knows that there's a life worth living, and much more than this relationship or affair or whatever it is, and that he's sick of hiding and being the skeleton in that person's closet. Song 4, "Do You Know What I'm Seeing?" While the music starts low, the lyrics are kind of jovial, talking about the clouds and the birds singing, and the music tends to pick up as they get closer to the chorus, and there's a little bit of naivete to the lyrics. "If the clouds were playing a song, I'd play along, wouldn't you too, if you just knew what they could do." There's just something like childlike to those lyrics, and it's very uplifting. The next song, "That Green Gentleman." This is the third single released off the album, and I thoroughly enjoy it. There's a bit of the old Panic mixed in with some of the new. The song features some orchestral sounds, a lot of harmonies that I mentioned earlier, and it makes for a fun song. And it ties into that happier tone Panic at the Disco we're going for throughout this whole album. "I Have Friends in Holy Spaces." The song is produced in a way where it sounds like it's playing from like an old phonograph, like a lot of that static. And I like it a lot, giving it something different compared to the rest of the album. I'm not sure if another band could pull it off, but it definitely works for Panic at the Disco. "Northern Downpour." This was the fourth single released from the album. It's a bit more intimate. It's an acoustic guitar with some piano and Brandon Urey for like the first third of the song. Brandon singing in a bit of a softer tone and not as like hyped or enthusiastic like he is in most songs. Part of the lyrics, "I missed your skin when you were east. You clicked your heels and wished for me through playful lips made of yarn, that fragile unicorn." And honestly, going through this song, I think it's the only one that you can classify as like a traditional love song, just the way he's softly speaking and kind of like that one-on-one to that other person. "When the Day Met the Night." The song starts off very soothing. There's a personification of the sun and the moon, and the song just paints a nice visual with the two objects meeting and interacting. And there's definitely some Beatles vibes to this, maybe something off of Yellow Submarine. That's where I get from a lot of these songs. Pas de Cheval. The drum triplets to start was surprising, and again, something I haven't heard from Panic! At the Disco before. I like the instrumentals, but the song is a bit repetitive with its lyrics, really nothing too deep to go into there. The piano knows something I don't know. The synth gives me like Twilight Zone X-Files vibes to it, very creepy, and Brandon's got that softer tone and just elongating his syllables, and that definitely doesn't help the feeling. It picks up the tempo after the first verse. I do like the song a lot, and as you get deeper into the song, it's just something you could sway and just like relax to. Behind the Sea. It's another song that reminds me of the Beatles, something I've been saying a lot throughout this album and throughout the whole podcast altogether. But I'm not the biggest fan of the Beatles, so those songs kind of turn me off a bit. I didn't really get anything special from this song overall. It's nothing that stands out to me. Folkin' Around. My first thought when I heard this song was Panic! At the Disco went country. But getting past that initial tone, it's a nice song. Some of the lyrics. When nothing really mattered except for me to be with you, but in time we all forgot and we all grew. Your melody sounds as sweet as the first time it was sung, with a bit more character for show. It's a short song, just under 2 minutes, but it does a good job telling a story of people growing up. She Had the World. This is kind of a sad song. The girl in the song has everything she could ever want, but isn't happy because she doesn't have the narrator, the main subject. Some of the lyrics. I don't love you. I'm just passing the time. You could love me if I knew how to lie. And it's such a sad feeling, like especially that last song. Like if the narrator can just hide and not reveal his true emotions, then she would be happy, but he wouldn't because he knows the true feelings of how he feels. It's just having or loving someone that you know just can't or won't love you back, whether you're a guy or a girl in the situation, it's just a hard feeling. But it is even worse when someone strings you along and is just trying to appease you when they know that they're not enjoying it. They're just doing it because they don't want you to have someone else or they don't want to be lonely. So they're like, oh, this person likes me. Let's take advantage of them. So it's a double-edged sword. You either move on from that person or you deal with it. And you got to pick the right one for you. From a Mountain in the Middle of the Cabins. As the penultimate song on this album, it's a good come-down song. The opening piano sounds something like from a Pixar movie, like the first one I thought of was Toy Story. But the lyrics depict a less than happy situation from the narrator and their partner. The two are not in the best situation, they're losing each other. And the sound mixed with those lyrics make for a nice juxtaposition for telling that all-too-real story to most people. And finally, Mad as Rabbits. This was the second single released off the album, and it opens pretty heavy with drums and horns. Some of the lyrics, real quick. Come save me from walking off a windsill, or I'll sleep in the rain. Those are some pretty heavy lyrics to open up with as well. But the song references a man falling off the deep end and just failing to do anything of importance after reaching success, and he's engaging in pretty severe self-destructive behavior. But towards the end of the song, he seems to have changed his tone, is preaching good, and he sees the beauty in life and just wants to preach that with the people around him. But yeah, that was Pretty Odd by Panic! At the Disco. Overall, it's a decent album. I still prefer their first album, even though it didn't get the best reviews. But that's just classic Panic! At the Disco for me. If you listen to the first one, I would definitely try to come into this album with an open mind. It's not the same as A Fever You Can't Sweat Out. But still, there's a few songs from this album I'll be adding to my playlist and be listening to beyond this. So if you have any recommendations on albums for me to listen to, you can email me at bpivots@gmail.com or tweet at me, Mr. _Piv1127. Until then, stay safe and keep rocking.